Hello, welcome to another episode of 10 Minute Grammar. I'm Donna Riche, aka Language Arts Lady, and we are going to continue our study of the order of parts of speech. So that is, what is a good order to do the parts of speech in when you're introducing them, say middle school students, although definitely if your older kids do not know the parts of speech, this is also an excellent way to introduce it to them. But a good order that works for a lot of reasons. So if you remember some of my reasoning, number one is that they have to be able to make sentences fairly quickly, right? Remember, I've said it over and over again, phonics is for spelling and reading, and grammar is for writing and speaking. Right, so the whole reason we learn grammar, the whole reason they learn the parts of speech is so that they can write or speak or both, right? And so I always remind my kids of that. I always remind them, guys, you're learning this grammar because of this. And I give them examples. If when we're doing our editing together, when there's a mistake, I'll say, do you know why your subject and verb did not agree? It is because you were considering the internal prepositional phrases and you forgot to get rid of those. That's why we do grammar, right? And I tell them and I give them example after example of why we do grammar. It is for writing and for speaking. So, episode five, this brings us to part of speech number four, verbs. So, the first reason that I'm looking for with this order of parts of speech is so that they can write sentences fairly quickly. I always, always want grammar to be applied to writing whenever possible. I don't want their writing to not have any relationship to what they're learning about in grammar. The second thinking that I had in learning the parts of speech is we started with an, a, the, three little words, tell you that a noun is about to be heard because it's simple. And it marks a noun, it's a noun marker or an article, and it marks a noun, it tells you a noun is coming. And then we went to nouns because nouns are often used as subjects. So let's get those subjects and let's get those verbs fairly quickly. Okay, so then we went to nouns. So we could mark a noun, we could say the dog, a cat, an apple, right? Or they don't have to have a noun marker, but they have to have a subject, and nouns are often subjects. And then number three last week was adjectives. And the other rule of thumb for the order of parts of speech is that you do the part of speech, you teach the part of speech that goes with something else. So noun markers went with nouns, right? Adjectives go with nouns. So we're going to keep in that with that going in that theory. So now we have the sneaky cat, right? In our sentence creation sample, the sneaky cat. Article slash noun marker, noun. Noun over here, an adjective in between, sneaky, the sneaky cat. This week it's verbs. We're going to add verbs as our fourth part of speech. Now, when I say that we're doing the order of parts of speech here, we are doing a very gentle introduction to the parts of speech, and we are just doing like just giving the highlights of those parts of speech. Like there, I teach verbs, I teach every grammar aspect to all of my students at least twice each year. In my curriculum, it's built in so that it's twice a year, every grammar component. It's also built in so that when they learn something, they do it in their paper as well. And you can check that out. That's called the Checklist Challenge. And I have a free video and a free book. And it's me teaching you and your students. So you don't even have to do any teaching. Take the whole week off. And you just go to Language Arts Lady blog and you'll see the freebies and you can get your Checklist Challenge video and book. All right, so verbs. Part of speech number four. And that completes our sentence. We have a sentence now. We have the sneaky cat climbs, period. Okay, if you've seen my caves poster, you know that a sentence has five things. Capital, all makes sense, verb, end mark, and subject, caves. So the sneaky cat climbs is a complete sentence. It can stand all by itself. It makes sense. You put a capital, you put a period, it has a subject and it has a verb. All right, so that is, we are on for part of speech number four out of 10, and we're building sentences, which is one of the crucial things with parts of speech. All right, a little bit of vital info about verbs. There are a million kinds of verbs. Have you ever noticed how your grammar book will, or your language arts book will have like action and helping and being and linking. And then it will also have transitive and intransitive. And then it will also have past participles and all the different tenses, like past participle, future, present, all those kind of tenses. And that is a lot of verb information. That's a lot of verb information for us teachers, much less for our sweet, angelic students, right? So we don't want to do that to them. So I start out with three types of verbs, and you can learn about this in my Think Fast Grammar Quizzes, which are available at the Teachers Pay Teacher Store, Think Fast Grammar Quizzes. All right, so with these three types of verbs, these are the three verbs that they need to learn immediately, that they need to know in order to write sentences, that they need to know in order to match their subjects and verbs, and that they need to know in order not to confuse infinitives with prepositions. More on that in a minute. So the three kinds of verbs that I start with are action, because kids know intuitively a lot of times they've heard a noun is a person, place, thing, or idea. Or a noun is a person or place or thing. And you heard me talk about that 2 weeks ago, how nouns are not for second graders only, right? Okay, and then you've heard them say verbs are what you do. Verbs are what you do. So kids kind of have picked up on this, that a noun is the person, place, or thing. Sometimes they'll add idea to that. And then verbs are actions. They're what you do. They're the action of your sentence. So you have somebody or something and they're doing something. So they automatically are accustomed to knowing a little bit about action verbs, right? The problem with calling them action verbs, which I do call them action verbs, but one problem with it is that when you say things like sleeping, resting, writing, dreaming, eating, they're like, that's not very action-y. Is that, are you sure that's an action verb? And so that is why I teach three categories right off the bat. I teach action, which is everything that's not a being, helping, and linking verb. Right? How simple is that? Simplify, right? Chunk down. So we have action verbs, which are anything that you do. And then we have being, helping, and linking verbs, all 36 of them together. And the reason for that is because they all act the same. They can all, most of them can be helpers. Sometimes they are linking, sometimes they are just being, but they are not action, right? Because kids, when we help them find their verbs, like we want them to change verbs, we want them to make stronger verbs, things like that. The problem with that is that other than something that's real action-y, they will not even pick up that do, or done, or was, or were, or appears. They will not even pick up that those are verbs. But by having these two categories to start with, action, BHLs, being, helping, and linking, okay? And those can be found in that same Think Fast quiz that I will link below at my Teachers Pay Teacher Store. And so by doing that, they memorize. My students memorize the Be a Helper Link Verb song. Be a helper link verb is our am, was, and were. Be and being, been, become. Has and had and have are ones. Can, could, shall, should, they are fun. Will, would, do, did, does, and done. May, might, must. There's some as well. Appear, look, see, remain, taste, feel, and smell. So now they're ready to look for their verbs. Actions are one of these 36 that you've memorized. And it just takes the guesswork out of the verbs greatly. The third kind of verb that I start with right away can either be an action or a BHL. And it is the infinitive. Now, don't worry about your second graders, third graders, even fourth graders knowing the word infinitive. All they need to know is that to plus a verb is a verb. To plus a verb is a verb, okay? This is gonna help us greatly when they try to learn 100 prepositions and they keep on marking to for a preposition, which it is a lot of the time. They keep on marking to as a preposition, even when it's with a verb, to run, to jump, to be, to see. Right? And so that is why I teach actions and BHLs, and then both of those can be infinitives. So I just say, remember, to plus a verb is not a preposition. It's a special verb. It's a special verb. To plus a verb is a special verb, right? And that is just so they recognize it as a verb, and so they don't think that it is a preposition. And it's also because that will determine what matches in number and tense and all of that. And it could be that that is the action verb of their sentence. So they need to know that too, with a verb with it, can also be a verb. All right, that is it for today for verbs, parts of speech number 4. We are ready, your students are ready at this point to write sentences. The sneaky cat climbs. So many ways you can do this. Grab my parts of speech poster pack, and you can put each set of posters up, have the noun markers up, have the nouns, have the adjectives, and now have the verbs ones up. It has the BHLs listed on it, and you will be ready to help your students start writing sentences. I'll see you next week on 10 Minute Grammar.